From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities call the blast an intentional act. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke at a news conference on Sunday morning.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio described the explosion as deliberate. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system just to err on the side of caution. He added that all 29 victims have been released from the hospital. The explosion left debris and glass strewn throughout the streets and caused significant property damage. Images from the scene and from closed-circuit cameras around the blast show the windows blown out of cars and storefronts as pedestrians scrambled for safety. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt. This is VOA News.